Pentagon has claimed that publishing the whereabouts of President George Bush when he served in the Texas Air National Guard in 1972 were inadvertently destroyed, according to the New York Times. The Times of Friday that it received a letter from the Pentagon stating that all records of numerous members in Denver, Colorado were destroyed in 1996 and 1997 in the project to salvage the carrier electric films, adding that no backup paper copies have been found. The payroll records would have clarified whether Bush, who served in the Texas Air National Guard during the Vietnam War, performed his duties in Alabama, as he claims, after he moved there in May 1972 and was on a political campaign for a year. The Weather Guard member at the time remembers seeing him in Alabama, and Democrats accuse him of studying his duties in national defense at a time when thousands of active Americans were serving in Vietnam. Critics say the current U.S. president used family influence to join the National Guard to avoid the draft. Bush's military records were called into question when he ran for president in 2000, and more intensely after he declared war on terrorism in the wake of the September terrorist attacks. Disclosure of the record disruption caused several experts investigating him for off-guard, said the Times, which says that no mention was made. Hundreds of pages of Bush's military records. Those records include pay stubs for 6 days in October and November 1972 without saying where they were issued, and a dental examination at a Montgomery, Alabama air base on February 6, 1973. The New York Times and other news organizations have sought Bush's records from the Defense Department's Office of Freedom of Information and Security Review. Those are the top stories for this Friday, July 9th. Once again, all 83.